Welcome to the Divine Style Podcast with Jalinda Stella, personal stylist and self-love coach, and Alison Maiden, psychic medium, spiritual healer and metaphysical teacher. Each episode, you'll experience spiritual lessons to cultivate self-love and self-expression so you can become the best version of you.
Hello, I'm Jalinda.
And I'm Alison.
Today we're talking about gifted children. We're going to be covering topics like reincarnation and also soul ascension. I can't wait to hear all about this, Alison.
Oh, it's a good one.
I recently was watching a TV show called Surviving Death on Netflix.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
And they had these children. They actually had a psychiatrist interview this small child. He was 5 years old, and he had an experience where he said to his mum, she was taking him to the park, and he said to his mum, my other mummy took me to the park. And she was just shocked and said, what do you mean your other mummy? And he said, oh, my other mummy, and said the name of the mum. Mm-hmm. And she went home and Googled and found this lady's name and found out that her child had died of quite under tragic circumstances. And she said to her son, sweetheart, why aren't you with your other mummy? And he said, oh, I was killed. I couldn't be with her anymore, but she loved me very much. Mm. And it's just incredible hearing these stories.
Yes.
And that children have these vivid memories of past lives.
Yeah, well, a lot of kids will remember their previous incarnations until about age 7, when it sort of starts to fizzle out, particularly if the parent is not listening to the child, as in thinking that the story may be true, but maybe it's part of their imagination, or unless there's something really dramatic going on, like night terrors or lots of terrible dreams that just don't fit with the normal dreams that kids would have. So we're talking about things like the James Lineker case. He was a young boy in America who used to dream about being shot down in a plane. He would have vivid dreams about the Japanese in World War II. He would describe aircraft carriers, certain types of airplanes, and at a very young age, he'd be able to name them. So his parents, who were not believers in reincarnation, actually went forward because they loved their son very much and they wanted to help him. They were taking what he said as being the truth, and they went about sort of investigating what he was talking about. And he got to meet a lot of the sailors that were on this particular aircraft carrier that he actually crashed next to in the Japanese war with America in World War II. So it was a really fascinating story, and there's a whole I suppose a video of it on YouTube, but if you want to check that out. But 9 times out of 10, these kids that come through with these stories, they are remembering them for a reason, and it is to bring forward that reincarnation is real, it exists. I think everyone out there can have their opinion, and that's absolutely fine, but I believe in reincarnation because I've been through it myself. I've lived many different lives, and I've actually had full recollection. I've had my children tell me that they were members of my own family and said things to me that they couldn't have possibly known because it was never mentioned to them in this life, but they knew about them in previous lives. Those sorts of things are really irrefutable when it comes to, you know, tracking down the facts about this.
And I do remember when I first had this conversation with you, because I think I was sort of teetering. I was sitting on the edge. There's nothing that I would ever say that's just not true. I tend to be quite open to most things, mm-hmm. but this was something that I just wasn't quite sure about. And I was going through some difficulties, and you suggested that past life might be something that could help to figure out if there was something from a long time, because this felt like quite a karmic relationship that I was having. Mm-hmm. And when we did it, you took me back to Italy, and the strangest thing had happened a couple of years ago where I was in Italy and I felt like I knew where I was going. And my husband even said to me, he was like, how do you know where we're going? And I said, I don't know, I just know the way. And yeah. As soon as you said the Italy memory, it was like I could visually see where I was in that space and time. It blows my mind, but it also, it felt right. Like it just sat, it just feels true. I think sometimes we know truth inside of us, and when we have these experiences, the truth, it just sits within you and you know it to be fact.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a lot to be said for these types of past life healings, which I do quite a bit of in my work. And I'll get people coming to me with situations, like for instance, a person that couldn't fly, fired of flying. He'd never had an incident of flying in this life. He'd never actually got on a plane. He was so frightened, he did not want to get on that plane. When we took him back to the lifetime that was specific to this situation, he was shot down in the war, and he was trapped and he burnt to death in the plane. Now, the really interesting thing about this is that as I was talking to him about the situation and I was mentioning how I saw it and how I could see the burning, etc., he just shook his head. He was in disbelief. He showed me eczema that was all over his legs that had been there since he was very young. And it looked like flames were going up his legs. It was all inflamed and red. After the healing had taken place, guess what happened? That eczema disappeared.
Wow. It actually had a physical manifestation on his body.
Yeah. And he was able to fly after that, by the way. He could get on the plane.
And like you say, it's a healing thing, isn't it? To have that, to be able to recognize it, acknowledge it, and be able to let it go.
Well, you acknowledge that it happened then, it's not going to happen to you again now. So the fear is not necessary to have, you know, but that's just leftover memories. And so these children that are being born, and let's go through a little bit about the souls, if you like, of the different types of souls. So you've probably heard the term star seeds before. A lot of people talk about the star seeds as being the first wave of these highly evolved souls that are coming through to the earth that are able to remember glimpses of past lifetimes or knowledge of things that are outside of what they normally see. Now, they started coming in the 60s, and I was indeed myself a starseed child. And so, you know, as I was moving forward through the 60s and 70s, I felt that I was very different to the other people around me. And, of course, having psychic abilities, I've always had them. They've always been there. And so it was very isolating, I suppose, at being a child and being able to hear people's thoughts or feel their feelings, or, you know, being able to sort of put that into perspective. I chose my mum, obviously, because she was the one that helped me through all of that. She also was herself very gifted. And so she was able to explain to me that was normal for us. That was normal for our type of people. And I didn't quite feel so bad after that. But when you get kids that are born into families that don't understand their gifts, it can be very hard on that child. And so when we're talking about the next lot, we're talking about the indigos. So around about the 70s and the 80s, the indigos were born. Now, the indigos are very headstrong. They are meant to be changing the face of this planet. So they are the ones that are now adults in governments changing the way things are done. And what I love about the indigos is they're so strong-willed. They won't take no for an answer. They don't sort of just bend over and say, yep, sure, why not? We'll do whatever to me. This is about the people that are standing up and making the changes on our planet. And the indigos were always going to be a very fierce race to come through. So those souls, and I think you're one of them, those souls
baby.
are here to make a difference, and they will question everything. And so they should. So they should, you know, because they're the ones that are going to break down the old patterns, and they're going to herald in this new age that people talk about, you know, the soul ascension, or basically the ascension, which means that we're moving from a time of war and conflict and not loving each other to a time where we understand each other and want to help each other and live as a human race, not as separate races all on this planet. And so, you know, when it comes to the change, it's already started. People can't stop this. It's not going to stop. It's like a big snowball. It's been gathering this amazing energy for quite a few years now. And so once that old pattern had been broken down, we then started to bring in the newer souls, the ones that were going to bring peace and harmony to the planet, and they are the crystal children. They were born in the 90s, late 90s, and around the early 2000s to about 2010. Now, I have a crystal child myself. He's an incredible and gifted healer. And he's also very psychic. And so these kids will be automatically psychic. He had full recollection of an incarnation he had prior to the one that he has now. In fact, he even knew that he was a soul that was lost, because I had a baby that died in utero before I had him. And he told me when he was 3 or 4 that he was that baby. So he said he couldn't come through then, but he came through again because he wanted to be with me. And that to me was, at the time, of course, when you lose a child, and my heart goes out to all those women and men that are listening today that have lost children. When you lose a child and you have the opportunity to have another child after that child, sometimes, not always, but sometimes the soul that was supposed to come through initially is going to come back to you.
And that is so comforting. Like that is beautiful, comforting and healing. Yeah,
it definitely is, especially when they can tell you that it was them without provocation. He even named the baby, oh, which was amazing. He was like, he told me that what we had called him at that moment in time.
Oh, he knew the name.
He knew the name. Yeah. And that's what was so, I mean, I believe in all this. So for me, it was like, oh, wow. Okay. But for people around us, it's like, he what? You know, how could he have known? We never spoke about it. He never was told by anyone in the family about it. Because I went and questioned everybody and I said, did you ever mention, you know, no, didn't know. So, you know, and he's grown up to being a very gentle soul. As he said, he's a lover, not a fighter. But, you know, that's the way that they are. They're really gentle, these souls. And they have the capacity to change the world for the better. You know, the way they think about things is they'll find solutions instead of warring. They'll find solutions and talking to people.
So the kids that are coming through, I've noticed they're far less judgmental and they're really accepting of the kids around them. I mean, they're just so much more open to the differences between them.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually think they're wired to find solutions as well. And you look at what they can do in comparison to what, I mean, when I was a kid, if I was doing my homework, I didn't like listening to radio or anything because that would distract me. I was like focused on what I was doing. Kids now, they watch TV, they listen to radio while they're doing their homework, and it's all happening at the same time. It's like the capacity for them to do a million things at once is there in them, and they're just amazing at it. So I think that there's a higher level of intelligence that's coming through, as it should be. We should all evolve. I mean, absolutely, on the planet. And so getting to the little babies that are coming in now. I've got a few grandbabies and I just adore my little grandbabies. But there's the last one to come through, little Indy. What a rainbow child she is. She is incredible. She brings joy. She smiles all the time. She laughs. She's just this gorgeous little thing. A lot of the babies that are coming through now are very joyful, and they're actually meant to carry on that legacy that the crystal children are forming, in the fact that they're going to make sure the planet is a much happier, much safer place to be. So this is all about the ascension. We are moving through some very tumultuous times right now, but the souls that have been sent for a reason. So with your kids, let's talk about how you can help your children. Obviously, you're listening to this podcast. You're obviously into this sort of stuff. You want to know more about it. You know what? You may be the person that needs to go and do the courses. You may be the person that needs to go and understand energy, understand healing modalities, because your child is gifted. So you will need to be there for your child so that you can understand what they're going through when they talk to you about what they're seeing or feeling. And sometimes these things can be really scary for parents, especially if the child's having that past life memory and they don't know what to do to help them. And so I think it's really important for parents to understand that it's not always their imagination. Sometimes it truly is a memory that they're having, and that it can be healed and it can be helped. So I think that it's really important for them, first of all, to acknowledge that. Let the child speak. Let the child go through what they believe to be true, even if you think it's too far-fetched, you know. Let them actually speak. And sometimes writing or drawing is easier for a child. So the drawings of that little boy we talked about, James Linegar, he used to draw a lot of pictures when he was really small of the war. And there were always planes and bombs going off and that sort of thing. So this is his memory. This is what he saw.
And he actually wrote James 3 because he was on that Surviving Death documentary.
Right.
And it turned out James 3, he would write it on every single drawing as under his name, like as his name. And it turned out that he was James, the third James. And that's what he was trying to tell them the whole time. So the previous life he was in, he was James, and then there was one before that, but they didn't know, they couldn't trace that one back.
Yes, that's right. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? I think that kids choose their names because I remember being quite young and I remember having a dream, and in the dream I had all of the names of my children come to me. And I ended up naming them those names.
Oh, that's incredible.
So it was really interesting. I think that we choose a lot more than what we know. We certainly choose our parents. And I think quite a few of those people out there will be going, you've got to be kidding me. Oh, it shows that. But it's all about your learning and, you know, what you came here to do. And so, you know, overcoming certain issues and things like that, you were actually, there was a reason you're in the family you're in. There's a reason that you are born under the type of star sign you were, because you needed those personality traits in order to be successful in overcoming those lessons. There was another really good show which I was put onto recently by my daughter, and it's called The Ghost in My Child, and it's on Prime, on Amazon Prime. And I watched the episode and I'm like, wow, it was well put together, well researched, and it might be worthwhile if anyone's interested in this stuff to have a look at that one as well as the one that you were mentioning, Surviving Death. These shows are coming out more and more now so that we can educate people so that they can understand that, you know, there's more out there than what they think and that they're not alone. We can help you if you're having some crazy dreams, or if you're having precognitive dreams where things actually happen. That's another thing that little kids do that freak out their parents, is that they'll dream about something and then it will happen the next day or the day after. It's because they're psychic and they're on the timeline and they can jump backwards and forwards.
Amazing. I do all the time. and that's something to think about too with kids, isn't it? That even though as much as they are creative and full of play, some of what they might be saying could actually be truth. I know my youngest one, and I say this now thinking that, you know, she had an imaginary friend. It probably wasn't that imaginary, because now I know that she does have psychic ability and can sort of hear spirits or hear things around her. But at the time, you just sort of push it aside as child's play. And not that I ever told her not to, like, I never said stuff like, don't be silly. I'm all for play, but I think it is really important to listen to our children, because maybe they are trying to tell us something and we do get healing. I know for myself, I've healed so much through my children. They're such a gift.
They are. Look, I mean, unconditional love, that's what we learn through having children, and it is something that's so important. I just quickly share with you something that happened when I first sort of moved up here to Cairns. Cairns is a very interesting place and I love it. I love the people here. But one of the biggest things about it is it's really haunted. It's like, there's a lot of spirits here, and there's a lot of alien activity. There's lots of we must get onto the alien stuff at some point. I'm sure we're going to chat about that. But there's lots of really otherworldly sort of experiences that happen here. I was contacted by a mum who was extremely worried about her child, and we managed to track down what had actually happened. But every night the child would wake up and that she would have a little boy sitting on her bed, and the little boy would be totally wet, and she would be worried that her bedclothes were going to get wet. And as it turns out, the house that they had bought belonged to a family before that, and their little boy had drowned in the swimming pool.
Oh, and this and little girl had no way of knowing that.
She didn't know. She just knew there was a little boy that sat on her bed and he was all wet. And so, you know, I mean, we obviously went in there and we helped to send the child over to where he needed to be, but also to give mum a heads up that the little girl was actually a medium, that she's going to be obviously seeing a lot of spirits. And so mum needed to learn how to cope with that. And we were able to help her, to teach her how that she could open the doorways and help those spirits through, because it's not going to stop. That's the thing. If your child is gifted, you might think that they'll outgrow it. Mm-mm, they won't. It is something that's with you for life. Whether or not they choose as adults to sort of go down that path, that's up to them. But by then they can sort themselves out. But when they're little, they do need your help. So listen to your children, encourage whatever's coming through. And then if you need to get help, please reach out to someone professional that can actually help you to sort it all out.
Especially when it comes to spiritual things. I mean, there are spiritual healings, and I know that, yeah, your son does house clearing and you yourself do them as well. But mm-hmm. there are places you can go, and, yeah, people such as Alison and James. And I think this is just one of those things that will often seem so far out, but again, one of those things where you go, oh, there's truth, there's so much truth in that. And when you are seeing spirits, as because you saw them as a young child,
yes.
the fear isn't there. Like for someone like myself who doesn't see spirits in a physical sense, I might sense them or feel them, but I certainly don't see them. I would think that would be fearful, but when it's something that you have, the child's not necessarily afraid, are they?
No, they're just very curious about, I mean, they tend to see them in the same way that we see people. So it's often that the spirit, when it wants to be heard, or the lost soul can actually manifest itself into nearly a physical form. So you could virtually see them, but they just can't hold it for very long. So the energy it takes to do that is quite immense. So you might see a flash of someone in front of you, or in this instance, the little boy used to come to her at night and sit on her bed, and she would see him for a period of time. So it's not there that they're there all the time. It's just that they're getting glimpses of this. And look, I mean, quite often we'll get people saying, I can see shadows in my house. At the corner of my eye, I've seen lights fly past. That's all perfectly normal stuff. And for us, it's normal life. We have this in our house all the time. So, you know, it's just like, okay. I think we had a bit of fun when we went to that haunted hotel that night and you came along when we were filming. And you could feel that entity behind you, which wasn't we weren't laughing at you, by the way. It was just your reaction was priceless and gorgeous, and we just had to have a bit of a chuckle.
Well, I think it took a few seconds for me to register what had happened, because I felt it was like a little scratch or a little tickle down my back, and I thought I was standing against a wall, and when I turned around there was this empty old bathroom, so I nearly jumped out of my skin because I was like, ah, there's someone there. And what was really fascinating after that, I went to another venue and I'd felt someone touch my arm, and I literally thought someone touched my arm, and I looked around, and then I looked around again and realized no one could have been there because there was a table. And I looked at the person, I said, I'm so sorry, I'm distracted. I honestly felt like someone touched me. And she said to me, oh, this was an old church. And you have those instant, like for me, I got goosebumps going, oh, okay, I wasn't imagining it, because sometimes you can't, for myself, you know, I might think, oh gosh, that was a figment of my imagination, but it was really beautiful to get the confirmation of the person that was with me as uh-huh. well, being really accepting.
Yeah. And look, a lot of people get this stuff, and the old hairs on the back of the neck, we often hear that, you know, whether you get that prickly feeling. Your children will be a lot more susceptible to this than you. So, you know, if they're telling you that they're seeing things, if they're upset when they move into certain spaces, they've been fine, they move into a space and they're not fine, it's that they're feeling the energy in that place. And it can often be there'll be a spirit in there that is not happy. You may not feel it or see it, but if your child's crying and uncontrollably wants to get out of there, that is a very good indication that the energy in there is not great. So just realize that sometimes your kids are little beacons for this sort of stuff, and that they do need to be heard. So please listen to what they're saying and get help if you need it.
What are some things parents can do if they have had sort of things that you're saying, like seen shadows maybe in rooms, or that their child maybe doesn't like being in a certain room in the house? Are there some ways that people can clear that, crystals or smudging?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, smudge sticks are great. They tend to get rid of the problem temporarily, though, because it's not something that is sending over the spirit or actually moving the spirit on. It's just basically moving them out. So, you know, they're not welcome there. They don't like the vibration of the smoke, and so it will make you feel like you want to get out. So that's what happens with those. Things like chimes on the back door and the front door are good to protect the house, because they don't like the vibration of chimes either. Burning things like rosemary oil, or having rosemary. And rosemary is a very protective plant. If you if you actually pop a plant in the front door or the back door, that will help to keep out the negative entities as well. But I find amethyst is the best protective crystal for children. So you can pop some amethyst under their bed. Obviously, if they're babies and they put it in their mouth, you're in trouble. So get a nice big bit that they can't actually swallow. Just a safety thing there. But the other thing is that, you know, the entity itself is looking at help. It wants help. Because the babies are gifted, their lights will sort of shine brighter. If you're out of your body, you'll see everything in light. You see it, you know, brightly shining people are those beacons that they are attracted to. It's a bit like a moth to a flame. So if they're coming in because your child is gifted, they just want the help. They don't always realize that the child's not able to do that because they're too young. But there's other entities that like to hang around and do naughty things as well. So we want to get rid of them for sure. And for that, you'd need to call in a professional Ghostbuster.
They're great tips. And if you do think your child's gifted, we would love to hear from you. We all have children that are gifted, but if your child has had some of these, maybe these experiences, even things like we were talking about in the beginning, night terrors, any of those sorts of things where it might need to be healed, do reach out to someone like Alison or James. And if they're not in your area, they can do remote readings as well and healings. So to be able to help with that, because we don't want little kids feeling scared or
not at all. No, and definitely, I mean, even if we can't get to you, we will have someone. I have a lot of students around Australia who I've trained to do this sort of thing, and we actually have a great workshop that we've put together to help to train people to take care of these problems on their own. So there will be more of those coming up in this year. But yeah, absolutely, you can get in contact with us through our website or through info@alisonmaiden.com.
Thanks for listening to the Divine Style Podcast. Please follow, share, and tune in weekly for more spiritual and self-love guidance. You can find out more and ask questions at jalinda.com.au and alisonmaiden.com.